Good evening. As I stand here before the class of 2361, I can't help but think of the moment I found out I was accepted to the University of Arcavilia. I was elated, yet uncertain of my future. Would my life be changed forever? Would I be able to cope with the workload? Would I fit in and make new friends? What about the friends and family I was leaving behind? At the same time, I was full of curiosity. What was life like before the world military government? What secrets about the past would the University of Arcavilia unlock? My dilemma could be summed up with a single question. Should I leave behind the life I've grown accustomed to and accept an invitation to learn the secrets of world history? It is very ironic that upon being accepted to the only school in the world where you can study history, that I was most concerned about my future. Today, I can tell you that I have no regret for making the decision to study in Arcavilia. However, they say that history has a way of repeating itself. As I stand here today, ready to graduate, I am, once again, anxious about my future. Like all of you, I will now have to make the most agonizing decision of my life. Will I stay in Arcavilia and find work preserving history? Or will I go back to the life I had before? Back in the 20th century, which was my study major, there would have been no dilemma. Worldwide travel was an accepted privilege. It was relatively simple and affordable for almost anyone in the civilized world to get a passport, book a flight, and go virtually anywhere. For us, of course, it's not so simple. Should we decide to leave Arcavilia, we can never return. The very knowledge we possess is a threat anywhere but here. Hence, the strong encouragement to remain here, the only free country on earth. For all of us, the dilemma tears at the very root of our being. Should I live the rest of my life in freedom, surrounded by the art and music of past generations, or return to my family and friends to live again under military rule, with no freedom? 392 years ago, in 1969, John Lennon urged the world to give peace a chance. Yet, I often wonder if he would be happy with the world today. We do have the world peace that he imagined. But at what cost? With the exception of Arcavilia, no one in the world is permitted to hear the wonderful music of past generations, or to drive a car, or to speak their mind and protest their government. Outside here, there is little creativity or freedom of expression. So, this is the choice we must all make. To live in freedom without our families here in Arcavilia, or to return to our families and a life under military rule. Whatever you choose, I hope you will find peace with your decision. I'm sure the time you spent here in Arcavilia has been an experience you will never forget. I want to thank the many professors here at the University of Arcavilia. Your dedication in preserving the world's history and your passion for teaching has not gone unnoticed. I want to thank Professor Rollins for the incredible camping trip he took his music study classes on. Very clever. An extended lecture on music history disguised as a fun camping trip. I'm kidding, of course. I loved every second of it and looked forward to every one of your classes. I learned so much in your classes, yet it never felt like work. I was always enjoying myself and having fun. In the words of William Arthur Ward, the mediocre teacher tells, the good teacher explains. The superior teacher demonstrates. The great teacher inspires. I salute all the professors who have inspired me and the rest of the class of 2361. Thank you.